This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Millennials are the largest generation in the United States today, and politicians want their vote, yet we don't know a lot about their voting habits. Alexander Hefner, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Justin.
First of all, who's considered a millennial?
Well, I like to think of millennials as people who came of age in this new century or millennium. There are some technical specifications, born X year through Y year, but I prefer this idea that these are young people who came of age during the internet revolution and that transformation from analog to digital.
You're a millennial, right?
I am an old soul millennial. I'm sort of the tail end, very far from the Gen Zers.
Millennials, they've been through a lot. Skyrocketing college loans, a recession that affects their job prospects. But what are millennials most concerned about?
If you ask millennials on a college campus, and I think the results supporting Senator Sanders testify to this, college debt, credit card debt, and just the extraordinary amount of burden, financial burden, that young people are experiencing today.
They've been a force behind social movements like Black Lives Matter and Occupy Wall Street. Why aren't they taking that passion to the polls?
This is my third election cycle covering the millennial vote. And I have to say that that remains the question mark. They have not translated these individual instances of dissatisfaction with the status quo into a broader engagement in the political process. And so we said in 2008, then again in 2012, now in 2016, when will the eggs come home to roost on election day? And there is steady turnout in support of Senator Sanders, but don't let him exaggerate the extent to which young people are turning out for him quite yet. In fact, it's, I think, a frightening prospect for the Democrats that in these early primary and caucus contests, it's the Republicans who are generating that outpouring of enthusiasm among the electorate.
How do millennial voters compare to other generations in the years past?
Well, it depends on the election cycle. But since 18-year-olds got the right to vote in the 70s, and that was sanctioned in the Constitution, young people have disappointed at the ballot box. The exceptions to that were in the culmination of Vietnam protests, and then later with President Clinton and then President Obama, there was an uptick in enthusiasm.
Are millennials flocking to any particular political party?
Well, not so far in this cycle. I think that there is a misreading that millennials are opposed to the bellicosity of Donald Trump. If young people were really that angry with his xenophobia, homophobia, bigotry, whatever you want to say, I think there would have been many more protests and that there would have been a grassroots movement that was really motivated, its MO, designed to kill off his candidacy.
Millennials, obviously, they have very strong viewpoints and they're very good at expressing them on social media. So, I mean, how do politicians get them to the polls?
This country is going to have a debate about whether we transfer the human potential of our democracy into the virtual space that is the internet. And there is e-commerce, but there's not e-democracy, really.
If politicians, if the government got more involved and say we had like electronic voting, an app maybe that interfaced with it, do we truly think that that would result in a higher voting turnout?
Well, I think we know we're obsessed with apps. So the answer is really an emphatic yes, because I think that the transformation of the economy has been one in which platform and the analytics governing that platform dictate what decisions are made. When the election returns come in on the television screen, there is that inherent disconnect. Whereas if you really felt that it was as clear as day on your smartphone, I think you'd have a completely different orientation towards democracy.
Alexander Hefner is host of PBS's The Open Mind. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Justin. Enjoyed it.